Good morning. Today's daf in Nazir, Samech Beis. We're starting at the very top of Samech Beis Amud Aleph. We're starting with the words Yahachi in just a moment. I'm going to take out those two words. I'm not going to do anything. The Gemara takes out those two words because the Gemara is now going to be starting a new discussion. New, not totally brand new, obviously related to what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we started the ninth parak of the Masechta, opening up the ninth parak of the Masechta. So who is eligible to become a Nazir? Who is ineligible to become a Nazir? So the categories are actually really straightforward. Non-Jews cannot become a Nazir. Women and Avadim can become a Nazir. Yesterday's Mishnah also informed us that there are going to be differences between a woman becoming a Nazir versus an Eved becoming a Nazir. When it comes to a woman, so a husband cannot be Kofes Isho, cannot force his woman. Okay, thank you. Sorry, it's early. So early in this year to make that kind of mistake, but okay. So he cannot force his cannot force his wife to violate Nazirus. In other words, obviously, he could be made for it in the first 24 hours, but after that, that's it. She's a Nazir. However, when it comes to his Eved Kenani, so there is going to be more flexibility. The owner can, in fact, be Kofa. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of, towards the end of today's daf. But in the meantime, however, so those are the categories. So so a non-Jew cannot become a Nazir. So that was yesterday's daf. So go back to yesterday's daf to learn more about this, but it's good, meaning it's good to learn more about it, but when all said and done, that's the correct conclusion. A non-Jew cannot become a Nazir. It has no shaychus to Nazirus whatsoever. Not on the side of Isser, not on the side of Karban, right? Even though, despite the fact that the non-Jew can go ahead and be Noder and can give voluntary Karbanos to the base of Mikdash, meaning a Goy can be Noder. But nevertheless, so he has no shaychus to Nazirus. Why? So go back to yesterday's daf, where we discussed this very point in more detail, but anyway, but that's the bottom line. So that's what we learned yesterday. Now, Ihachi, we're continuing. We'll just move right to today's daf. So the words Ihachi now are to be removed from the Gemara because, and the Gemara takes out those two words, because this is not a continuing point, but rather this is a new point. And so let's begin. Ishki Yafli Neder Berka Chabe.
Where are you starting?
I'm sorry. Samach Beis Amud Aleph, two lines from the top. Ishki Yafli Neder Berka Chabe Erchin Lamaling. Okay. So if you recall and remember from yesterday's daf, we had the word ish. And ish yesterday was an inclusionary term. So the word ish is coming to be marbet, it's coming to include. If you recall and remember from yesterday's daf, the ish is used by Erchin to include a guy as it relates to Erchin. Specifically how? So in a moment, we're going to remind ourselves. I'm not going to go over that right now. So, but meanwhile, the Gemara over here wants to know from a fundamental level, it's not necessary. Why is it an unnecessary point? Because consider, michti, hitkesh erchin nedarim, because we know that erchin and nedarim are very similar to one another, and halachically, more significantly, they're mukash to one another, they're connected. Damakra, ishki afli nedar be'erkecha, in the parsha of erchin. So you see the word erkecha, obviously it's the parsha of erchin, and on top of that, you also see the word neder. So neder, erchin now are hekeshed one to the other. Meaning that halachically now there are two different categories, but they are connected. Say two different categories. They're obviously very similar to one another. Neder is a donation, either to the base of Mikdash or as a karban. And erchin is a donation. So they're very similar to one another, but still, the point now is that there's a hekesh connecting the two. That's how you got in nedarim. And by neder, what do we know? It says ish matam alamer ish l'rabos esal v'kochavim she nodrin nedarim nedavus kisal. So and meanwhile, I know that when it comes to a neder, I already have in the parsha of neder the word ish, and I already know that a guy is included by neder. So if a guy wants to bring a karban neder to the base of Mikdash, he's absolutely entitled to do so. So I have the word ish by neder. I know it includes a guy. I have a hekesh connecting neder to erchin. So therefore, now when the Torah in the Parsha of Erchin says, here, let me introduce you to an idea. It's called that a guy is included in Erchin. Why? Because of the word Ish. Now it becomes unnecessary. Meaning once I have the pathway of Hekesh opened up, and once the starting point is that by Neder I have the word Ish, and the Hekesh connects Nedarim to Erchin. So now I already know via Hekesh that a non-Jew is included in Erchin. And so now the question is really just a fundamental drasha issue, which is that the ish by erchin now is superfluous. So ish ki afli be'erchin lamali. So why do I have the word ish by erchin? Good, it's a wonderful question. The Gemara is going to answer the question. The Gemara is going to go a couple of rounds of answering this question. So Ella Hai Ish Mi Bai Leila Sui Mufla Samach Leish. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'll tell you what the Ish is coming to do, and that is Mufla Samach Leish. So, and that means as follows, that when it comes to making an Erech pledge, now remember, the difference is, we did this yesterday, but let's just remind ourselves again, right? An Erech pledge is basically a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's going to be based on the person whose Erech you are pledging. It's going to be based on his age and based on his gender. And to see the schedule of how much you owe, so open up a Chumash. And at the end of Parshas B'chukosai, the Torah gives a schedule. Anyway, what we're saying now is as follows, is that in order to make that Erech pledge, so how old do you have to be? We're talking about the pledger, the one who is now making the commitment. How old does he have to be? So the answer is very simple. He has to be a bar mitzvah age, right? Because less than a bar mitzvah age is not a bar chiyuv. Above bar mitzvah age is a bar chiyuv. Now, also, let's remind ourselves of the idea of mufla samach leish. What does that mean? That when it comes to neder, so we know that by neder, so even though before bar mitzvah, you're not chayv in any mitzvahs in the Torah, but when it comes to nedarim, you're given an additional year. From 12 to 13, you now have an additional year in which you can make nedarim. This is the idea, the concept of mufla samach leish. So, here's now what we're saying, that when it comes to a Jew making an Erech vow, so even if he's not 13 years of age, even though he's only 12 years of age, but the principle, the concept of Mufla Samach Leish tells me that an Erech vow is in fact going to be binding. However, when it comes to a guy, so the guy has to be an adult. An adult is going to be 13 years of age. Okay? Just in of itself, by the way, it's really an interesting concept. The Gemara right now is assuming that by Goyim there is maturation, which we knew already. In other words, obviously, that's how life works. In other words, you start by being young, you become old, and at a certain point in time, you cross the threshold, and you go from childhood to adulthood. So, by our Mesorah, that age is 13. We all knew that. What the Gemara here is clearly assuming is that the same thing is going to be true by Goyim. Meaning that threshold age is also going to be 13 as well. Meaning, I know it's funny, but Goyim have a bar mitzvah. Okay, based on what we're saying right now. Okay, hopefully everyone understands my point. So anyway, so the extra quote unquote unnecessary ishba we have by Erchin is there to tell me that despite the fact that you and I have this extra year mufla samach leish, but the guy doesn't. The guy has to wait till he's fully adult before he can make an Erech pledge.
Does his religion change his value?
No, right. So, meaning the Gemara is just assuming right now that everyone is working with that age of bar mitzvah, and it's just now just a question.
You said it's age and gender is your value.
Yeah.
Does religion?
No. Those are the only two factors. So mufla samach leish anich laman dar mufla samach leish daraisa. So the Gemara says, I certainly understand it. If you maintain that this idea of mufla samach leish is a din daraisa, laman dar madarabanan ish kiafli lamali. However, there is another school of thought. That other school of thought is that mufla samach leish only operates on a rabbinic level, not on a daraisa level. No. If it only operates on a rabbinic level, so that means min haTorah. You just put on the Torah glasses. And min haTorah, that means to say that there really is no discrimination, no distinction on this front between Jew and non-Jew. So now, I have the extra ish by Erchin. What do I do with it? So, la'asuyeh mufla samach leish tov v'kochavim. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'll tell you what you do with it, and that is mufla samach leish. And what you're going to do is you're going to apply it to a guy. And that means to say is as follows. What the Gemara now is generating with the extra ish is that, okay, by a Jew, when do you start making the Dharma again? Min haTorah? From bar mitzvah. Again, we're right now going with the other school of thought that mufla samach leish is not daraisa, it's only derabanan. Which means daraisa, it starts at 13. Okay, that's for Jews. Now, what do we do with that extra ish, that unnecessary ish by Erchin? So, if we can't apply it to a Jew, we're going to apply it to a non-Jew. And here's what we're saying now, that when it comes to a non-Jew, when can he start making Erchin vows? At 12. He could start making it at 12. And everyone, when I say everyone right now, I'm speaking about the Mefarsh, I'm speaking about Tosfos, and if I would have prepared more, I probably would have found more. But in other words, everyone now wonders, wait one second, it comes out a little bit strange. Meaning in this stage of the Gemara, here's what the Gemara is clearly saying. And that is that when it comes to making an Erech vow, so a guy has more power to make that. More power meaning, already at 12, the guy can make an Erech vow. When it comes to a Jew, So no, you have to wait till your bar mitzvah. And that means to say that we're gonna, the guy is gonna give, be given more halachic ability than that of a Jew. Or let's put it in another terms, we're gonna be more machmir by a guy than we are gonna be by a Jew. That's weird. But everybody points that out. I'll start with the Mefarish. The Mefarish points that out. So the Mudaraisa, Mefarish is right alongside where we are in the Gemara, a couple lines below. The Dibra Amaschal and the Mefarish, Lasuim Muflas Amachlish, Avikochavim. The Mid Araisa Nodra Nadarim. In other words, that when it comes to the goy, you can make a neder already at that young age. The Altit, Mamishun Debi Salim, Muflas Amachlish, Nodrim Nadarim, Minator Shakematin, Bekam and Bekamashe, Hichmira Tola, Vikochavim Kagon, Vishar Shokanani, Shizik Lasharshi, Sobin Tam Bin Muad, Mishal Nezik Shalin, Vishi Soshin, Agar Shokanani, Bin Tam Bin Muad, Pater. So the Mefarish says, look, I know it's a little bit strange, but Altitma, don't lose your mind over this, says the Mefarish, because we do have this occasionally in halacha, where the halacha is going to be more chamor by a guy than it is going to be by a Jew. For example, he quotes the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama says that, shor Yisrael shenagach shor akum, pater. However, shor akum shenagach shor Yisrael, so then it's going to be chayiv. Okay, it's a funny example, by the way. In other words, that's talking about nezek. We're talking about the ability to pledge and make a donation. It's not obviously comparable, but the Mefarsha simply shows us that there are areas in halacha where we're going to be more chamer by a non-Jew than we are going to be over a Jew. If you want more on this particular topic of chumras by non-Jews that we don't find by Jews, and in terms of explaining our Gemara, so you can back up, I'm not going to go through it right now, but you can back up to Tosfos, meaning on yesterday's daf, on the bottom of Samach Alpha Midbeis. So Tosfos asks exactly the same question. How could it possibly be that by a Jew, he can only start making Nedarim at 13, but by a guy already at 12, he can make Nedarim, he can make Erechin? Like, how can that be? The question that we just dealt with, so Tosos also asked that question, and he gives a different approach in terms of how to understand it. But we're going to jump right back to the Gemara because we're going to give another approach. Again, let's reset our discussion. Our discussion now is trying to wrap its head around the idea that we have a hekesh between neder and erchin. We know by neder, goyim are included. So that means that by erchin, goyim are also included. And meanwhile, we have an extra ish when it relates to erchin. What's that extra ish coming to teach me? So the Gemara has now tried on a couple of suggestions in terms of what that extra ish is coming to teach me. Maybe it's coming to tell me something special when it comes to Jews, i.e. a Jew can start making erchin at 12. A guy has to wait till he's 13. Or maybe opposite. Maybe a Jew can only start making Erechin at 13 and a guy can make it at 12. These are the couple suggestions that the Gemara has entertained. The Gemara says all this works if you assume that when we are including Goyim when it comes to Erechin, we're talking about the Ma'arich, the one who's making the pledge. Hopefully you remember yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf, we didn't say that. In fact, we said the opposite, that when a guy is included in Erechin, it's not on the side of Ma'arich, it's on the side of Ne'arach. On the subject. So, and the Gemara now points out, Hanicha, Laman Damar, Bnei Yisrael, Nerachim, Enov, Dekochav, Nerachim, Yachula, Yamarich, and Tamalama, Ish, Shapir. The entire approach that we have gone up until this point works if the inclusion of Goyim is on the side of Marich. But El, Laman Damar, Bnei Yisrael, Marichim, Enov, Dekochav, Marichim, Yachula, Ye, Nerach, and Tamalama, Ish, Hafilu Tinuk Ben Chodesh, Bar Iruchehu. But then, now the Gemara points out, not everyone subscribes to that. In fact, there's an entirely different school of thought that the inclusion of Goyim is only on the Ne'erach side. Now, let's all say it out loud. On Ne'erach, who can be Ne'erach? Open up the Chumash and go through the schedule. If you are from 1 month to 5 years of age, right? And v'chule v'chule. And then the schedule goes on from there. But in other words, you're already Ne'erach at 1 month old. So now, find the difference for me between Jew and non-Jew if the whole parsha of Erechin and the inclusion of a non-Jew is not on the side of Marich, but rather it's on the side of Nerach. So, right outside of anyone below 1 month of age, everybody is Nerach. So if everybody's Nerach, so what difference would there be between Jew versus non-Jew? Kok so ki yafli lamali. So Amar avada brahava lasu yavikochavim gadol da'afagav de gadol hu eino yodea laflos. So the Gemara says, okay, so we'll say it like this. And that is that when it comes to a Jew, so what is going to be the line of demarcation between being unable to make a neder erech versus being able to? Bar mitzvah. Meaning bar mitzvah will be the cutoff point, period. And let's say now your bar mitzvah, then it happens to be, forgive me for saying this, but happens to be, he's not the brightest light in the shed. Okay? So it doesn't matter. Meaning when it comes to making an erech or any kind of neder, once a Jew is bar mitzvah, that's it. It's binding. However, the Gemara says that when it says ish by the parsha of erechin, which is superfluous, and we're wondering what to do with it, so the final suggestion of the Gemara is I'll tell you what to do with it, and that is that when it comes to a guy, even though he's above bar mitzvah, still the erech neder will not take effect until he's a bar das. He has to have enough cognitive ability to understand the intent of his dedication, of his donation. Then and only then is it going to be binding. Okay. Obviously, by the way, what are we going to do? We're going to give some sort of cognitive test. What exactly is the threshold going to be? I know there's a lot of follow-up questions, but the point is that we do have something that we can do with the ish. Okay. Adkan. Okay. So we're so far in today's daf. One question, many different answers. The one question is that the ish by the parsha of Erchin is superfluous. I know it's superfluous because Erchin and Neder are mukash to one another. By Nedarim, we already have the word Ish over there. So now, via Hekesh, I could just take the Ish by Neder, move it over to Erchin, and now the Ish by mentioned by Erchin is extra. What do I do with it? That's the question. And the answer is, go over the last, 20 lines of Gemara, where the Gemara entertained various answers, but, playing the sides of what if I hold like this, what if I hold like that. In other words, classic Gemara where we're going to try to address the extra ish based on everybody's viewpoint, right? All viewpoints that are obviously within the fold. Okay, Ella. So now we are on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. We're about 2/3 of the way down. And now, new question. Ella Kiyafli, the Kazar Rechman Agab Nazir Slam Ali. Okay, the Kiyafli mentioned by Nazir, superfluous. Okay, it's a new question, but it's obviously going to mimic what we've been asking. In other words, once I have a hekesh between various parshios, so then words become extra. So for example, over here by Nazirus, so the Torah opens up with the words kiyafli. Right, Daber Abnei Yisrael, I'm reading Pasuk Beis. Right, Parshas Naso, Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis. Daber Abnei Yisrael, V'amartel Lam, Isho Isha Kiyafli, Lindor Neder, Nazir LaHazir LaHashem. So that word kiyafli, in the beginning of Nazir, it's superfluous. Why? Because once again, I have a hekesh. This hekesh is between Neder and Nazir. Same pasuk, by the way, right? Lindor, Neder, Nazir, Lahazir, Lahashem. Neder, Nazir, same pasuk. Hekesh. And Kiyafli, Lamali. And I already know that the Kiyafli is already in the Parsha of Nedarim, Parsha's Matos. So now, I have the words kiyafli by Nedarim. I have a hekesh between Nedarim and Nazir. So now the kiyafli by Nazir is superfluous. Can't be. It's gotta have a meaning, intent. It's gotta be teaching us something. What is it coming to teach me? So lasu yadam shein mochichos. So the Gemara says it's coming to teach me about yadam shein mochichos. Ditmar yadam shein mochichos abay amar havi yadam rav amar lo havi yadam. So the Yadayim Shein Mochichos. So you recall, you remember? So we did this in the beginning of the Dharma. We also did this in the beginning of Nazir as well. So what's a Yad? A Yad is where I don't make a full declaration, but rather I make a partial declaration. Within the world of making a partial declaration, there is one that's unambiguous and there's one that's ambiguous. The one that's unambiguous, so that is Yadayim HaMochichos. The one that's ambiguous, it's Yadayim Shein Mochichos, meaning I don't even formulate enough of a sentence where it's perfectly clear what I meant. That's a yad she'in mochiach. Does that validate your neder? Is that a yad, yes or no? Machlokus. It's a machlokus between Rav and Abaye. Rav's position is that it's not a yad. And Abaye says, no, it is in fact a yad. So that means to say that according to Rav, where yadayim she'in mochichos is not a yad, so that means that if I make a partial statement and it's ambiguous, so it simply doesn't work. That's true by Neder. It's also going to be true by Nazir as well. Good. So, question on the table is, what is the Kiyafli doing by Nazir? What it's coming to do is teach me that when you make a neder nazir, or when you make a nazir neder, so it has to be clear. You have to articulate. You don't have to say the full sentence, but you have to say enough of the sentence where it doesn't have ambiguity. That's what the Kiafli is coming to do. Now that works if I subscribe to Rava. But what if I don't subscribe to Rava? What if I hold like Abaye? That a Yad Shein Mochiach is in fact going to be a Yad. That's the Gemara's next question. Now, the Girsa of the Gemara over here is a little bit unsettled. You can see Tosos right over here, who is bothered by the Girsa in our Gemara, and Tosos changes the Girsa of the Gemara. I'm going to read the Gemara like Tosos. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says that the Girsa is Mishubash. It's a corrupted Girsa. And he changes it. And Rabbeinu Tam does that on occasion, this being one of them. So, Li Rava, I know in the Gemara you're seeing the word La Abaye, but I'm reading it like Tosos. So Li Rava Nicha. So according to Rava, very good. Meaning, according to Rava, now there's a need for Kiafli, both in the Parsha of Nedarim and the Parsha of Nazir, because the Torah wants to teach me in both locations that it has to be a Yad, but it can only be a Yad Amachiach. It has to be an unambiguous partial sentence. But Ela Li Abaye, Michael, but according to Abaye, Abaye is happy with a Yad. Both HaMochiach and a Yad She'en Mochiach. So according to Abaye now, what's with the extra Kiafli? So Ela Kiafli mi ba'ale lecha de Rabbi Tarfon, de Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishem Rabbi Tarfon, einecha mehem nazir lefi shelo nina nizirus Ela lehafla'a. So the Gemara says, Kiafli is coming to teach me the halacha Rabbi Tarfon. Do you remember the halacha Rabbi Tarfon? We did it earlier in our Masechta. There's a guy coming in our direction. And everyone now, the betting pool has opened up. And here we go now. I'm betting you he's a Nazir. I'm betting you he's not a Nazir. If I'm right, I'm going to be a Nazir. While the other person says, if I'm right, then I'm going to be a Nazir. And there's four other people who also get in the act. Okay, betting is not a new phenomenon. Betting has been around forever. And so fine. So now, obviously, one of them is going to be right. So the ones who are right are going to be a Nazir, right? So Rabbi Tarfon says wrong. None of them are going to be a Nazir. Why? Because Nazirus means that at the time when you articulated, you needed to know. And even if it turns out later that you are right, don't matter. Because the Torah says, Ki Yafli. Ki Yafli means articulation, but not just articulate. You don't have to just only be clear in that what you say. You also have to know what you're saying. In other words, by you guessing correctly that he's a Nazir, that lacks articulation. You don't have Ki Yafli. So, if I subscribe to Rabbi Tarfon, so the question on the table is, what's the extra Kiafli doing by Nazir? The halacha Rabbi Tarfon. So the Gemara says, Hanich le Rabbi Tarfon, ala Rabban Michael Amemar. So the Gemara says, great. If I subscribe to Rabbi Tarfon, I have a perfect way of understanding the drasha. But if I don't hold like Rabbi Tarfon, meaning it's clear that not everyone's on board with Rabbi Tarfon. There are those of the position that as long as you were correct, even though you didn't know it at the time, you're going to become a Nazir. So, if you subscribe to that viewpoint, so then what are you doing with Kiafli? So, Elami by Lelicha de Tanya. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll tell you what I do with Kiafli. I do something else with it, which is the Mishnah Chagiga. What's the Mishnah Chagiga? Heter Nadar Porchim Ba'avir Vein Lamamashi Yismechu. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yesh Lamamashi Yismechu Shenemar Ish Kiafli. Kiafli. Shtei Pa'amim. Echad Afla Le'isr. Echad Afla Le'heter. So the Mishnah Chagiga says as follows. An interesting debate in that Mishnah Chagiga. Heter Nedarim. What's Heter Nedarim? A lot of what we discussed back in Masechta Nedarim. And that is going to a Chacham and getting a release from your Neder. Okay.
But if the Chacham don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're not saying it clear, but he understands what you mean.
Okay, so. Wait one second. So this idea that you can go to a Chacham, he could be Matar the Neder. So you open up the Chumash. You start at the beginning. You finish at the end. Where are you going to be seeing Heter Nedarim? The answer is you're not going to see it. Now, in the Torah, you are going to see Hafaras Nedarim. So that you'll see. Meaning we have a parsha in the Torah, right in the beginning of Matos, that talks about being Mefer Neder. But where in Torah do you find Heter Nedarim? You don't find it. So the Mishnah Chagiga just comments on that. So this halacha of Heter Nedarim, it's Porech Ba'avir. It's flying in the air. Flying in the air. What does that mean, flying in the air? It means that there is nowhere in Torah Shebichsav that you're going to find it. Meaning it's a halacha, obviously. It's Minat Torah. But it's just simply not textual. You're not gonna find any reference to it whatsoever. That's the Tanakhama of that Mishnah Chagiga. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's not flying in the air. It is, in fact, sourced in Torah Shebechsav. Where do I find in Torah Shebechsav? So you have to take out your magnifying glass. In other words, you have to really look hard to find it, but you'll find it. Where are you going to find it? Kiyafli, the repetition of Kiyafli. We have it once in Adarim, we have it a second time in Nazir. What's the extra Kiyafli? So one is talking about hafla le'isser, articulation can create an isser, and we also have hafla leheter. Articulation can be done leheter as well. Articulation can make a heter. What does that mean? Hataras chacham. Okay, in other words, you really have to read into the pasuk in order to see it, but Rabbi Elazar says you could see it in the pasuk. Okay, I'll ask the question. I don't have an answer. What difference is there between the Tanakhama versus Rabbi Eliezer? It's textual. It's not textual, meaning it's totally disconnected from Torah Shebechsav. It's only Torah Shebaalpeh. Okay, but still. In other words, Torah Shebaalpeh is Torah. So alternatively, I can read it into the pasuk of Kiyafli, like Rabbi Eliezer. What difference is between those two positions? I'm sure there's wonderful answers to that question. I'm not prepared right now, not because I don't want to, just simply because of my lack of knowledge, but I don't know what differences there would be. Anyway, the point of the Gemara is that even if I hold like a bayav, yadayim shem ochichos, it's in fact yadayim. And even though I don't have previous explanations of what do I do with that extra kiafli, so what you end up doing is you'll subscribe to Rabbi Eliezer. You'll plug in Kiyafli in order to tell me that this halach of Hataras Chachamim, Hataras Neder, is in fact found in the Torah. Adkan. Takes us to the end of the first part of today's daf. Okay, really, just a quick summary, mid-daf summary. So we really add now two questions and many answers to the two questions. Question number one is that in the Parsha of Erchin, you have an extra ish. Heck, Erchin and Nedarim are mukash zeh lazeh. I have ish by Nedarim. I don't need the ish by Erchin. What's the extra ish by Erchin coming to do? That was question number one of today's daf. Question number two, Kiyafli. Kiyafli in the Parsha of Nazir, superfluous. Why? Again, because I have a hekesh between Nazir and Neder. By Neder, the Torah says Kiyafli, so now the Kiyafli by Nazir, superfluous. What do I do with that? That was question number two. And again, to each one of those questions, the Gemara gave multiple answers to try to satisfy everyone's viewpoint. Samach Beis Amud Beis, we are up to the next Mishnah. Chomer Be'avad Demi Benashim. So once again, an Eved Kenani can make a neder to become a Nazir. Great. So can a woman. And so what are the difference between them? So in the previous Mishnah, we talked about Kofeh. Right? In the previous Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek, so shu kofes avdo ve'inu kofes ishto. So if you are owning an Eved Kenani and he makes a ned to become a Nazir, so you can override. You, the owner, can override. You could be kofeh. Masha'en kein with your wife, so you can't be kofeh. Now again, you could be made for a ned within a 24-hour window, but after that, you're done. In other words, she is now going to be a Nazira after that point going forward, and And any issues you have with that, you're going to keep to yourself. Okay. Or you fight, but in other words, but you can't change her, you can't change her status of being a Nazir. Good. So now, as long as we're here on this topic, the Mishnah continues comparing and contrasting the Naziris of your Eved Kenani and the Naziris of your wife. Chomer b'avad demi b'nashim, shu mefer nidre ishto, veino mefer nidre avdo. Hefer lishto, hefer olamis, hefer lavdo, yasal acheres, mashlim nazirasso. So, when your wife makes a neder, so you can be mefer. When your Eved Kenani makes a neder of being a Nazir, you can't be mefer. Meaning, hafara is simply not an option. Now, mind you, you have to balance the two mishnayos. Meaning, you can't be mefer, but you can be kofeh. Now, that's funny, right? It's funny, but in context, it makes sense. Meaning, let's spell this out. Let's speak this out. With your wife, you could be made for the neder. What does that mean? What does that do? It expunges the neder. It takes it away totally. Again, you have a window and you have to do it within the window, but assuming that you do it within your 24-hour window, your hafara of the neder removes it in total. Okay. Now again, after that 24-hour window, there's nothing you could do about it. Well, that was the point that we made in the previous Mishnah. Now, when it comes to your Eved Kenani, you can't be made for. But what you can do is you can be kofeh. Now that's weird. Kofeh means that you can force him to violate the neder. Well, so then if you can be kofeh, so then who cares that you can't be mefer? No, the Mishnah, that's the Mishnah explaining. You see, but when it comes to your Eved Kenani, so his Nazirus really is going to affect your ownership of him. Meaning him now being a Nazir, so he can't drink wine. And again, wine back in the good old days, right? And I know your brother's going to argue this as well. So wine is necessary. It's not just a luxury. It's a necessity. So now he's making a neder to become a Nazir. And meanwhile, so what's he drinking now? Water? Let's not get crazy. So I've made this point so many times already. In other words, the beverage back in the day was wine. That was the beverage. So him becoming a Nazir is going to affect now his ability to work for you. And you own him. So you can be kofe. But what you can't do is that you can't remove the neder. Right. You can't remove the neder out entirely. And the Mishnah then goes on to explain. That means to say that when it comes to your Eved Kenani, once he goes free, the neder is still now in effect. And because now he has his freedom, so now he has ownership over that neder. Nobody owns him anymore. Neder now is going to be in effect. Contrast that with your wife, meaning once you're made for the neder of your wife, that neder now is gone. It's expunged. And now, after divorce, can she now resume that neder? No, it didn't exist. Of course, it goes without saying that she wants to make a neder anew. She could do that. But in other words, but the neder that she made while she was married, that the husband was Mayfair, is gone in total. Okay. The way I just said over the Mishnah, that's the Mefarish. Meaning everything I just said is the way the Mefarish explains the Mishnah. Admittedly, there are other ways to explain the Mishnah, but I'll just give one simple way to understand the Mishnah, and we just did that. Tanu Rabbanan. We're starting with the Gemara. Lama Rabba Kofel Nazirus Saval on the Dharma La Erchin. Maishna. Gabi Nazir Damer Rechman Lesser Yisal Nafsha Bemisha Nafsha Kuno Yolo Yatsad Evishay Nafsha Kuno Yolo Iachi Afil Gabi Nadarm Nami. So the Gemara starts off with a fact and then just a question of how does that work? Well, let's go over the fact. The fact is that when you're Eved Kenani, makes a neder to become a Nazir, you could be kofa. Kofa meaning that you can force him to violate his neder. In other words, you can be unhappy with it and so unhappy with it that basically, in other words, I know you say you're going to be a Nazir, but it's going to impact your employment to me. And so therefore, no, I'm telling you, you're drinking wine. So by Nazir, the owner has that right and ability. But if your Eved Kenani were to make a neder or an erchin, so the owner cannot go ahead and be kofa. That's the fact. And now the Gemara says, what's the difference? If you can go ahead and override his nazirus, so why can't you override his neder? That's the question. The Gemara is going to take a couple of rounds before it arrives at the answer. So let's go with the Gemara. Amar of Sheshes Hachma Maizkinan. Kegon Shayash Koshanavim Unachlafanav Gabin Adarm Dechi Mitzvah Bahai La Mitzvah Bahachrine La Matzi Kafilei Gabin Aziris Dechi Mitzvah Bahai Yitzir Bichulu Matzi Kafilei. So the first round of explanation of Sheshes says, look, when you're making Nazirus Neder, so that's going to now prohibit you from eating any grape whatsoever. And again, that's going to diminish his ability to work. So, but if you're just making a neder on this cluster of grapes, remember, a neder is not an object. So that means that this cluster of grapes is going to be also to him. But if he wants to go ahead and eat other clusters, he can do so. Maybe that's the difference. So the Gemara says, "V'gabi neder milo skin and delek ala hayeshkol dielo achel lechalish." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, I know, but the brisa was very fundamental. Meaning the brisa didn't give ukimtos. The brisa said that there is a fundamental difference between nazir neder." And can't we be talking about a case where he made a neder on that cluster of grapes and that's the only cluster around? And again, that would impact his ability to work. It would weaken him. So Amar Rava. Now we have the word Rava. Again, we're going to change the girsa a little bit. I know there's been a lot of girsa changes in today's daf, but okay. In other words, this is going to be a baye. Ela Amar Abaye kigon shayachart samunach lefanav gabi nedar b'hai hu demitzor lamatzi kafele gabi nazir did so nami b'achrine matzi kafele v'gabi nedarim milos. I'm sorry. Let me just pause for a moment. We're going to basically try the same thing, but instead of grapes, we're going to go with the charts, and we're going to go with the seed, the grape seed. Now, when you're a nazir, so which grape seed are you not allowed to eat? All of them. Now, I don't know, as somebody who has tried in my lifetime to eat grape seeds, so you know that they don't taste good, right? You can't even chew on them. Okay, fine. Anyway, so I'm not really sure why the Gemara thought that moving from grapes to grape seeds is going to get us anywhere, but the Gemara thinks it. And so we're going to say the same thing by grape seeds, that, you know, if you make a nazir declaration, so that's going to prohibit all grape seeds. And again, now your Evit's going to impact his ability to work for you. But if you just make a neder, well, that's only on this grape seed, but he's allowed to eat other grape seeds. So the Gemara says, "V'gabed nedarim, milo askin de like ela haichartzandi elo achalei chalish." And again, the Gemara says, "Don't give me ukimtas, because can't we also be talking about a case where these are the only grape seeds around, and if he makes a neder on these grape seeds, it's going to weaken him?" So the Gemara says, "Ela marabaye," or again, and now I'm going to work with the girsa, the corrected girsa, "Ela marava." So Rava says, what happened over here is you misunderstood the point altogether, right? Everybody misunderstood. And he says, allow me to clarify. Lama rabba tzarech lechfosel nezirus, vein tzarech lechfosel nedarim, vein tzarech lechfosel leshvua, maitam damakar la ra leitiv, ma'atav rishus, ava ra rishus, yatsa la ra lachem, shena rishus biyado. So the Gemara says like this, when it comes to nedar, when it comes to shvua, so the Torah says, la ra o leitiv, right? Either to do good or to do bad. La ra o leitiv, meaning that when you make a, and by the way, hopefully that should sound familiar. We just laid that in yesterday's sedra. Okay. When you're making a neder, when you're making a shvua, so neder and shvua can either be something which is good for you or it could be bad for you. In other words, you have the ability to make a neder or shvua that would be either good or bad. Okay. And so when you're an Eved Kenani, you no longer are given that right. Why? Because when you're an Eved Kenani, now you are, I was going to say employed, but it's more than employed. So you are now serving somebody, and anytime you make a neder shvua, that's going to, it's going to impact you negatively and your ability to work for somebody else, and you are serving that other individual. So that's it. Your ability to make a neder shvua is taken away from you. You can't, as an Eved Kenani, create an isser for yourself that's going to negatively impact somebody else. So Rava says, what the Braisa meant, you misunderstood the Braisa. What the Braisa meant when the Braisa says, you know, an owner is not going to be kofa by neder or by shvua. What Rava says, you know what the Braisa meant? An owner doesn't have to be kofa by neder or shvua. Why? Because when an Eved Kenani makes a neder or shvua, it simply doesn't take effect. But when it comes to Nazir, even though it's going to have negative impact on the owner, it will, in fact, take effect. This lahara o lahetiv is only true by neder. It's only true by shvua, but it's not true by nazir. Now, parenthetically, I'm just going to wonder out loud, why doesn't it work by nazir? Meaning, why isn't this detail true by nazir? We learned just earlier in today's daf that nazir has a hekesh to neder. Whatever's true by neder is true by nazir. And if by neder, so it's lahara o lahetiv, so I would have said the same thing by Nazir as well. And so I'm just wondering out loud, how come the Gemara is so confident? How does Rava so confidently know that this Lahara Leitiv doesn't apply by Nazir? Okay. My wondering is officially over. Good. And now I'm just going to say over the Gemara, the way the Gemara clearly understands, it doesn't, this Lahara Leitiv is not true by Nazir. So you can make a Nazir commitment even though it's going to negatively impact other people. That's why the Braisa says that when you own an Eved Kenani and he now makes a declaration to become a Nazir, so you have to be Kofa, meaning because the Nazirus takes effect, and that's why the owner now has to go and step in and say, okay, I'm officially protesting your Nazirus. Now the owner has a right to protest and force his Eved Kenani to go ahead and drink wine, but the reason why he has to get involved is because the Neder does in fact take effect. That's what the Braisa meant, according to Rava. We have but one more mission to go. Let's go. Avar micheneged panav. You have an Eved. He runs away from you. Okay. Right? Since the dawn of time, since people have been owning other people, So obviously, there's an opportunity for him to run away. And what happens when he does? So already the Torah gives various circumstances in which you cannot return him back to his original owner. Okay, but in other words, but if you own an Eved, right? Correct. But if you own an Eved though, and he runs away, now we are only focusing on one aspect, obviously Nazir, meaning because we're learning Masechta Nazir. That's the only thing we're interested in discussing right now, and we get to discuss it for just a few short moments. So Avra Mechaneged Panav Rabbi Meirah Lo Yishtev Rabbi Yosi Amar Yishtev. So now, is your Eved Kanani now free and clear to go ahead and drink wine or not drink wine? Meaning, while being an Eved Kanani, he declared himself to be a Nazir. The owner said, nothing doing, not while I own you, but now he runs away. So is he bound by the Neder? Is he not bound by the Neder? So we have a Machlokas Tanayim. What is that Machlokas Tanayim predicated on? Great question. The Gemara is going to at least suggest. Shmuel has the following rule, and that is that when you declare, when you relinquish ownership of your Eved Kanani, Hefker. Now, Hefkerus I could do on any item that I own, and an Eved Kanani is chattel. We just went over this yesterday. And same thing. I can now financially release him. Okay, but that's financial release of the Eved Kanani. Is there another step that is required? Do I also have to write a get shechur? The Ramban, a couple places, but primarily in Gittin, explains this beautifully, and he says that when you own an Eved Kanani, there are two aspects that you own. You own the finances, and you also own Isser. Right? It's a funny way to talk, but the Ramban talks that way. You own Isser, meaning that there's a status change on the Eved Kanani. Now, of course, by the way, we know that's true. Meaning, while he's your Eved Kanani, he's chayv in mitzvahs of the Torah. That's not a financial issue. That's a status issue. So the Ramban calls it an Isser, an ownership of Isser. So there's a kinyan mamon, and there's a kinyan Isser. So when you release him, you release him financially, do you also have to release him from his status? So the conventional thinking is, yeah, of course you do. Well, how do you release him from his status? Get shichur. A letter of emancipation that releases his status. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says these two issues are fundamentally connected to one another. Once you release him financially, you're also releasing him from his status as well. Therefore, according to Shmuel, there's no need to write a get shechur. Okay. And what the Gemara now is suggesting is, that's the machlokas in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Rav Meir says that once he runs away, so the owner's miyayish. And by the way, the way I'm saying over the Gemara right now is Tosos. The owner's miyayish, yeish equals hefker, and now that you are mafker him, according to Rav Meir, he's free. Because he's free, his nazir commitment is now in play. Oh, and that's why he can't drink wine. Masha'en can, according to Rabbi Yossi. Right. In other words, even though you financially released him, but you didn't release the Isser aspect of him. You own him in terms of Isser. Therefore, you are still a owner of him from the Isser standpoint. Therefore, he is not bound by his Nazirus. That's why he is allowed to drink wine. That is the Gemara's suggested explanation of the Machlokas. Gemara says, nah. So, the Kuli Alma is laid to Shmuel. Everyone subscribes to Shmuel's rule. Elamanda Amar Yishtei Sefer Sof Sof Miada Hadav Asigabe Lishtei Chamrei. Ki Echad Ola Lichish. Elamanda Amar Lo Yishtei Savar Lehavelei Tzara. Ki Echad Ola Hadagabe. No. Everyone holds of Shmuel. And the truth of the matter is that if in fact you are Miyayesh, so then you're right. So then he'd be free and then his neder would be binding and so forth and so on. Over here, you weren't Miyayesh. How do you get him back? It's just now a question of what's the best strategy to get him back. One position is that I want him to come back and somehow some other way I'm going to get him back and if he stops drinking wine, so then he's going to be weaker and I'm going to get him back in a weaker state. So that's why I want him to continue drinking wine. On the other hand, The other viewpoint is basically, no. You know what's a great strategy to get him back? make the man suffer. Okay, and how do I get him to suffer? He's going to stop drinking wine. And if he stops drinking wine, he's going to really want to come back. It'll motivate him to come back. And so that's how, it'll just simply be a motivation point in terms of getting him back. But in principle, everyone agrees to Shmuel that if, in fact, you were Miyayish, which equals Hefker, which now, by definition, is going to let him go free, you will not own him, neither financially, neither in terms of Isser as well. Okay, Adkan. Takes us to the end of today's daf. Recap of today's daf. On the Amud Aleph, two questions, many answers to the two questions. What's the extra Ish doing by Erchin? What's the extra Kiyafli doing by Nazir? Okay, that is really a quick summary of Amud Aleph of today's daf. On the Amud Beis of today's daf, okay, Chomer ba'avad mi benashim. So there's a Chomra in terms of your Eved's Naziris versus your wife's Naziris. The Eved's Naziris is eligible. Let's start with the wife's Naziris. Your wife's Naziris is eligible for Afara. Your Eved's Naziris is not eligible for Afara. Okay? And we spoke it out. Your Eved Kenani makes a neder. I'm going to go over the Gemara's conclusion. It has no effect whatsoever. And neither neder, neither erchin has no effect whatsoever. Why? Because a neder has to be lahara o lahitiv, and as an Eved Kenani, you don't have the right to do that because somebody owns you. However, Naziris, however, there is no lahara o lahitiv qualification, and therefore, if your Eved Kenani makes a Nazir commitment, that is in fact going to be binding. Now again, you can override it, you could be kofeh, but in other words, the starting point is that it is in fact binding. And then finally, the last thing that we discussed today is that when your Eved Kenani runs away, and he made a Naziris commitment, now that he ran away, can he go ahead and drink wine? It's a machlokas tanayim. The Gemara proposes an explanation of what that machlokas predicated on. And the Gemara gives a less fancy explanation, which is just basically, how do I get him back? By having him drink wine or by having him not drink wine?